Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The 10th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the country today. This year's theme, Yoga for Self and Society, emphasizes yoga's vital role in fostering both individual well-being and societal harmony. This year also marks the 10th anniversary, which was proposed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the United Nations General Assembly in 2014. Prime Minister Modi led the International Yoga Day celebrations at SKICC this morning in honor of the 10th International Day of Yoga, along with 7,000 participants. The day is also being celebrated across the state of Nagaland. In Kohima, Department of Youth Resources and Sports, in collaboration with National Ayush Mission, Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, is organizing the event at IG Stadium, Kohima, this morning, with participation from students from IG Academy, NYK, NCC Girls Battalion. State Nodal Officer, National Ayush Mission, Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, Dr. C.A. Kretio John led the participants in performing the common yoga protocol such as asana, breathing technique and meditation. On the occasion, Dr. John also spoke on the significance of yoga. In addition, the State Tourism Department is also organizing the event at the Naga Heritage Kisama, which will begin at 8 a.m. Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, has said that celebration of Statehood Foundation Day of West Bengal in Nagaland is a testament to the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, which aims to strengthen bonds and enrich cultural fabric of our nation. Addressing a program in Kohima yesterday, the governor said the initiative promotes understanding and respect for the diverse traditions that make up our country. On the occasion, he also extended Statehood Day greetings to the people of West Bengal who have made Nagaland their home. Governor Lal Ganesan also described West Bengal as a land known for its rich literary heritage, art, music and cinema. The governor said it has contributed immensely to the cultural and intellectual vibrancy of our nation. Education Minister Tramendra Pradhan yesterday said that the government will constitute a high-level committee to look into the issues related to the National Testing Agency. He said the recommendations of the high-level committee will further improve the functioning of NTA, its structure, functioning, examination process, transparency and data security protocol. Pradhan said few irregularities have come to the government's notice and the government takes responsibility for it. He said it is in touch with the Bihar government with regard to the NEET UG exam. On the cancellation of UG NET exam, the minister said, based on the inputs received from the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, the government decided to cancel the examination. Nagaland Health Project under Health and Family Welfare Department launched a coffee table book titled Engaging Communities, Empowering Lives in Kohima on Wednesday. Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare V. Gezo commented that the coffee table book is a combination of best practices and innovation from different parts of the state. Speaking about Nagaland Health Project, Gezo underscored that the purpose is to improve quality of health care system in the state and was implemented in Nagaland through numerous local initiatives and innovation across sectorial coordination and intervention with other stakeholders. The commissioner said that the community's capacity on governance, planning and institutional development were enhanced along with mainstreaming of gender and inclusion through the project. Deputy Commissioner Mon Ajit Kumar Verma has said that illegal lottery games which are in contravention to the Lotteries Regulation Act 1998 are being sold in various towns within Mon district. The DC reiterated that any person engaged in sale, distribution or purchasing of tickets of illegal lotteries like Shillong Tier, Nagaland Arrow, Raja Rani, among others, will be punishable with imprisonment and fine. In this regard, the DC has directed all administrative officers in coordination with security agencies to immediately conduct verification within their jurisdiction and shut down all outlets where such illegal lotteries are being sold. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.